Unit 9. Staying in a
旅館,
a Japanese-style inn. While in Japan, you may want to consider staying at a traditional Japanese-style inn called a
旅館.
While there are many Western-style hotels in the urban areas across the country, in the remote resort areas, you will find primarily
旅館
and very few hotels. After checking in at a
旅館,
you will be escorted to your
tatami,
straw mat room by a kimono-wearing woman who will carry your luggage for you. She is usually assigned to several rooms and is in charge of making the guests' stay as comfortable as it can be. In your room, she will serve you a cup of tea as a welcome and give you basic information about the hotel, such as the locations of the fire exits and other facilities. Before leaving the room, she will then ask you what time you would like to have dinner. If you wish to tip, this is the right moment to do so. You are tipping for the hospitality in advance rather than for the service already provided. Dinner is usually delivered to your room, and it consists of a number of small dishes of fish, meat, and vegetables that are specialties in the particular area. You will be asked what you wish to drink. After dinner, you may choose to take a walk, watch TV, which you will find in your room, go to a bar, or do some shopping in a souvenir store in the
旅館.
In most
旅館,
particularly in hot spring resort areas, there is a large public bath. You may go native and try relaxing along with other Japanese tourists. Should you decide not to use the public bath, however, you may use the one in your room. In the evening, the futon crew will set up a
futon
in your room, a Japanese-style mattress which is spread on the floor. Your hostess will ask you what time you wish to have your breakfast the next day. Most
旅館
in Japan are quite hospitable, offering extended personal services to their guests, and the price for a night in a
旅館
is comparable to staying in a Western-style hotel. The bill will typically include a one-night stay, dinner, and breakfast.